This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood?
Oh, wow, it's way too low. Let's turn it up.
Everyone, crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. A Boyd's gun stock is the difference between a superior setup or just something that everybody, you know, anybody can get it. Anybody can get it. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, what I'm about to tell you about is primarily about California. And it has to do with the fact that California is, they want to have the most gun control of anybody out there. And they also want to have single payer. Single payer will enslave Californians. And if they can find a way to do it, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, Sanders, they want to bring single payer to us federally. But let's look at what's going on. Now, Gavin Newsom is a younger with better hair version of Moonbeam Brown. And I remember when Jerry Brown was young. I mean, he was dating Linda Ronstadt. Linda Ronstadt in the 70s, I mean, Linda was smoking hot. I mean, she was a songbird. And, I mean, it was something. And Gavin wants to be like, you know, Moonbeam there. But Gavin is currently running for governor of California, and unless something dramatic happens, he's probably going to win. So when he says he plans to bring single payer to California as governor, there's a very good chance he'll get his shot. He was on a podcast called the Pod Save America podcast, where he was asked about his health care plans, and he made it clear he wants a single payer system that is for everyone in the state, regardless of immigration status. And he said, I'd like to see what if we can control our own destiny. And I'm not naive about it. I did universal health care when I was mayor of San Francisco, fully implemented regardless of pre-existing conditions, ability to pay, and regardless of your immigration status. We know how San Francisco is looking nowadays. San Francisco is the only universal health care system for all undocumented residents in America. Very proud of that. We proved it could be done without bankrupting the city. Let us see that we can extend that to the rest of the state. When asked specifically about financing, Newsom said other developed countries spend less overall on healthcare. It's the transition that's the challenge. It's going from something old to something new wherever the white water is. And it will be a challenge. Last year, in California, the General Assembly looked at this, and the estimated cost for this is $400 billion per year. The problem with that is they only spend their entire output is $200 billion per year in California. The cost was so high that despite the insistence of the left and the nurses' union, a Democrat in the California Assembly shelved the proposal. What's really interesting about this is that earlier in that same interview, Newsom talks about homelessness in California's major cities, including San Francisco, when he was mayor. He said, here's the problem, though. It's not a static number. We started with about 7,000 people on the street. We got about 12,000 people off the street. There were still close to 7,000 people on the street. We did a survey, our annual surveys. One survey showed that over 90% of the people on the streets weren't from San Francisco. So as soon as you house two or three people, this dynamic population continues to challenge mayors of cities, large and small. Now, yes, numerically, that all makes sense. Yeah, I get that. But what does he think is going to happen when he announces single-payer health care regardless of immigration status? Oh, the magnet. There's going to be a huge magnet for illegal immigration from across the border, but also illegal immigrants currently spread out around the country. All of them are going to go to California. I'm kind of wondering if that's bad. But how are they going to pay for this? And one of the challenges, one thing the fight over single payer last year did was convince opponents that they needed to team up to block future proposals. Sacramento Bee reported, a group of influential, deep-pocketed business and healthcare organizations that have long helped shape the legislative agenda in California have joined forces to oppose any future effort to craft a universal single payer healthcare system in the nation's largest state. The main focus of the coalition, called Californians Against the Costly Disruption of Our Healthcare, is to kill any single-payer healthcare bill in the state legislature, said Ned Wigglesworth. I'm not kidding about his last name. A political strategist for the coalition. He said, as long as proponents plan to bring this back time and time again, we think it's important to have a strong, unified presence to oppose it. Referring to Senate Bill 562, the 2017 single-payer bill pushed by the California Nurses Association that was shelved last year by Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon. Newsom likes to talk, and he is a talker that likes to hear himself, but some of the problems he's wading into are not going to be solved through a wonky lecture. So we'll see how far this plan actually gets when people see the costs associated with it are going to be. But they're going to have problems with this. They're going to have problems with this. And if they actually implement it, then they will expect the feds to bail them out. Or there's so many things that could go wrong with this. So many things. They're not going to be able to service their legal citizens. There's not going to be a middle class. There already isn't really a middle class in Southern California. It's going to extend all the way up through the state. And watch and see if he implements this, if the effort to break the state into pieces is not renewed with a lot more fervor. Because nobody wants this. This is something that no one can afford. This is an answer to a question that nobody is asking. We already have people fighting their way to come and get our health care. I know that it's bad. My heart attack bill for 9 days in the hospital, open heart surgery and everything, $200,000. $200,000. And when you start itemizing it, you're looking at stuff like toilet paper. I wasn't even allowed to use toilet paper when I was in the hospital. For the first 3 days before the operation and 3 days after the operation, I couldn't use the bathroom. And I was getting billed for toilet paper every one of those days. So, yes, something needs to be done. Something needs to be done. But getting out there and gutting the system, who's going to want to be a doctor? What's it going to pay to be a doctor? These are all questions that will have to be, they'll have to be asked and they'll have to be answered. And none of the answers are going to be any good for these guys. And this is the problem. If we ever go to single payer, they're going to get out there and try to do it because Newsom, you know, he thinks California is going to be the first, the first thing is going to be, them, and then it'll go with the rest of the country. Cause as California goes, so goes the rest of the country. Not actually, but you know, that's what they say. And they think this will be the beginning of the utopia. But it won't be, because it'll fail. It'll fall into a heap. California will go down. They'll go down. They'll have to file bankruptcy. California's estate will be the next Detroit. If some of these other cities like Chicago and some of these other cities that have done all of this stuff, they can't fund what they've got now without single payer. Plus, they got the bullet train that isn't, you know, how do you call it a bullet train when it's never moved? Doesn't it have to move to be a bullet train? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out. Right behind me, I have a Boyd's gun stock on a scout rifle. If Jeff Cooper could have seen this, I think he would have considered it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, this is the thing about California, and this is all leading to gun control. Trust me on this one, okay? California wants, you know, Gavin Newsom wants to have single payer, which is a two-worded way to say slavery. But what else is California? They consider themselves to be a very green state, except they are, they import 98 million barrels of oil from Saudi Arabia per year. They did that in 2017. And they're using oil. Now, environmentalists want Jerry Brown to stop issuing new oil and gas leases. But if they do that, then that just makes them more reliant on foreign oil. Now, these oil and natural gas leases make money for California. But if they continue the trend of dwindling in-state crude production, that doesn't mean that California stops using oil. That just means they stop making money on oil. The state, which is ranked as one of the greenest in the country, would still use lots of oil. All of these stations where you plug up your Tesla and everything, that comes from something a little more traditional than renewables. And having oil come to you doesn't mean you're green. It just means you're stupid if you have your own oil. Right now, 56% of the crude oil received by California was extracted in foreign countries, according to the California Energy Commission. It was once the third largest oil state, and now they're more reliant than ever on foreign oil. And the biggest share comes from Saudi Arabia, which makes up 29% of foreign crude flowing into the state. More than 70% of foreign oil imports to the state come from OPEC members, including Iraq, Kuwait, and Ecuador. Their share of oil coming from foreign sources has ballooned since the 1990s. Decades of state policies restricting drilling played a role, as did declining production in Alaska. The state legislature also completely banned new offshore drilling leases in 1994, decades after the massive Santa Barbara oil spill. In addition to that, geological factors make it expensive to pump out crude oil compared to other states. So while the environmentalists chastise California for its oil production, while they eschew the crude extraction, this contributes to their increased reliance on foreign oil. We'll talk about why that's bad in a minute. Their oil production has fallen 56% since 1985. Much of that is being replaced by oil imports. So they're not using 56% less oil. They're just not producing it themselves. And, you know, the countries that are producing this oil don't have the same level of environmental and public health protections that the U.S. agencies require. So not only are they doing that, they could buy it from an American source, but they don't even do that. The West Coast, Dan Kish, a distinguished senior fellow of the Free Market Institute for Energy Research, says the West Coast used to be the part of the country least dependent on oil imports, with heavy California and Alaska production meeting most of their needs. But as the U.S. becomes less dependent on foreign oil, California is racing to the bottom. Now, California refineries supply mostly exclusively in-state because of the costly upgrades to facilities needed to comply with blending requirements. So you can't burn. They have to blend. The refineries are getting the foreign oil, too. They're also geographically isolated from facilities in other states, and pipelines connecting California plants to other states are meant for exports, not imports. Now, we expect here in the U.S. to become a net exporter of crude oil by 2022, thanks to our abundant shale reserves and a boost in offshore drilling, and it will be cleaner and extracted better because we have a higher degree of standards for in the way we do this. Port of Houston Galveston exported more fuel than it imported for the first time ever this year. We're becoming less reliant on foreign energy, and California is becoming more reliant on oil imports, and that's a trend the environmentalists want to continue in the name of fighting global warming. However, what happens if all of a sudden OPEC decides to stop supplying you? See, this is a thing. This is the same thing as being deplatformed. Being out there and being so reliant on something, especially when you have it yourself, opens you up. Opens you up to all kinds of peril. Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Bruhn said, although no one expects oil and gas drilling to end overnight, California doesn't even have a plan for how to begin phasing it out. His call is one of many urging Jerry Brown to stop fossil fuel production in California. They've also urged state lawmakers to pass legislation mandating 100% green energy by 2045. Have at it. I can't wait to see what that looks like. Go for it. all these people that are writing these things, are they engineers? What are the plans? I mean, are the wind farms and the hydroelectric and the solar, is that going to be able to supply? Because California is pretty densely populated, you know. That's a lot of people there. Big state. Are you ready for that? Are you prepared for that? Their ultimate goal is a state that runs completely on renewable energy. And have at it, you know, go for it, I don't care. In the meantime, they're propping up a whole lot of other countries. Colombia, Iraq, Kuwait, Brazil, Mexico, Canada, Angola, Saudi Arabia, Ecuador. All of them selling oil to California. And state refineries still took in nearly 623 million barrels of oil in 2017. Good luck phasing that out between now and 2045. That is almost insurmountable. But, you know, you can't tell that to an environmentalist because they're a wacko. You can't get out there and say something based upon logic and expect it to take hold in their mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
On Friday, the Trump administration said it would sign a free trade agreement with Mexico and could also possibly sign a separate deal if an agreement is reached with Canada in time. That deal did not happen today, though. Canada Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland spoke about what a deal needs to look like for the Canadians.
As we've said from the outset, our objective in these talks is to update and modernize NAFTA in a way that is good for Canadians, good for Americans, and good for Mexicans. We know that a win-win-win agreement is within reach, and that's what we're working towards. With goodwill and flexibility on all sides, I know we can get there.
On Friday, Senator John McCain lies in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Tomorrow will be a private funeral service where both George W. Bush and Barack Obama will speak. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express kitchen electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th through September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's
Doc, everyone, crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Almost like I'm a semi-professional, isn't it? The Boyd's gun stock is the ergonomic solution you've been looking for. I know a lot of you get out there and you get the gun and you're like, okay, I can make this work. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go that route. With Boyd's, you can just get the stock that's going to work straight out of the box. The one you're going to get is going to be fresh. They just will have just made it for you. Everything about it is going to be pristine, and it's going to be greatness. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, What's going on in New York? Everybody's been hearing about what's going on in New York. Well, one thing that's going on in New York is the ACLU has stepped up to get involved in the NRA fight that they find themselves in with the state of New York, that's always interesting. The ACLU always aligns with somebody that's, you know, they're typical. I'm not saying they're wrong this time. They are correct, but It makes you sit back and go, okay. All right. I don't understand it, but then again, I don't care. Now, their latest opponent today is Andrew Cuomo. In May of this year, the NRA sued the New York governor on First Amendment grounds, alleging that he is trying to force the gun rights organization into financial ruin by pressuring banks and insurance companies into severing their business ties with it. Now, Cuomo is far from the only Democratic politician who's openly hostile to the NRA, but the NRA believes the governor went too far by using New York's regulatory agencies to intimidate the state's financial sector into blacklisting the organization. They say the move has caused tens of millions of dollars in damages and could leave it unable to exist or to pursue its advocacy mission, as Rolling Stone first reported earlier this month. The governor responded with a sarcastic tweet that the organization would be in his thoughts and prayers and has asked the federal court considering the lawsuit to dismiss it. Last Friday, the ACLU filed a brief urging the court to reject Cuomo's request, and thus Cuomo has achieved something of a miracle in the Trump era, uniting the organization most vociferously opposing the president with the one that helped elect him. David Cole of the ACLU said there are acceptable measures that the state can take to curb gun violence, but using its extensive financial regulatory authority to penalize advocacy groups because they promote guns isn't one of them. Wow, a little common sense thrown into the mix. Multiple conservative media outlets took note of the ACLU's intervention in the case with an air of surprise about them being involved in it, but most of the mainstream media outlets that covered the lawsuit earlier this month ignored or did not notice this latest development. And that is unfortunate, that omission. Cuomo is widely believed to be interested in running for president in 2020. Now, he's already sort of short-circuited that to a degree. And he and his fellow hopefuls are going to be running as the antidote to Trumpism. But Cuomo's campaign against the NRA suggests that he could wield power in a manner that's eerily similar to the current president. That's what they say. Has it ever seen, I still, all of these gun grabbers, it always amazes me that they'll get out there and call me and you and Trump a fascist and a Nazi, and at the same time they want him to be in charge of all the guns. All this came about because the NRA came out with something called CarryGuard, their insurance company that's like Second Call Defense. United States Concealed Carry Association, the Armed Citizens Defense League, all of that stuff. CarryGuard, though, this is not, that niche of business isn't new. But when CarryGuard came out, everybody noticed that because the NRA did it. Now, the Department of Financial Services in New York in the fall of 2017 launched an investigation into CarryGuard. And they announced in its inquiry, amid pressure from Everytown for Gun Safety, a gun control organization that opposes the NRA and me and you and everybody else, to investigate the program. And they argued that the policies violated New York laws that bar insurance companies from providing coverage that would cover criminal defense costs, a conclusion with which the DFS eventually agreed. Now, Cuomo being against the NRA is not a new thing. In 2014, he said that conservatives who would defend civilian assault weapons have no place in the state of New York. The following year, he accused the NRA of defending the Second Amendment rights of people on the government's no-fly list. Sometimes he matched his words with actions. After the Sandy Hook massacre in 2013, he ramrodded the New York Safe Act, which he has touted as among the nation's strictest gun control law. It just isn't followed very well. Now, there's nothing wrong with the DFS regulating insurance policies in its jurisdiction, and there's nothing inherently amiss about Cuomo's public criticism of the NRA, and vice versa. First Amendment, right? Things didn't really begin to go awry, according to the NRA, until the spring of 2018. In the lawsuit, the organization claims that insurance providers began to cut ties with them under covert pressure from state regulators. Lockton Affinity, you guys have heard that name here before, the CarryGuard provider that worked with the NRA for two decades, told the organization it would have to end the relationship or risk losing their New York licenses. This is how Shopify's out there right now, and one of the reasons they're cutting ties is because Amazon and Google is telling them, well, if you don't do this, we might cut ties with you. And without Amazon and Google, they don't really know what to do. After Lochtin departed, the NRA says a major New York insurance company dropped out of negotiations to serve as the organization's corporate carrier after learning about Lochtin's decision and the alleged threats against it. So, subsequently, they have been struggling to find a provider for insurance policies it needs to function, such as general liability insurance to cover its day-to-day operations, as well as media liability insurance for NRA TV, their streaming service. And this campaign against the NRA came at a pointed moment for the organization. 2 weeks before Lochtin's decision, a teenage gunman, shot up Parkland, Florida, Nicholas Cruz. Massacre revived the intermittent debate, they think. It's always going on, though. I see it always going on. But that led to, boycotts from various partners. Cuomo leaped into the fray by urging lawmakers in other states to resist their political power and adopt more stringent measures like the SAFE Act. In short, you have a bunch of regulatory agencies being told by a bunch of guys running the state currently that if they don't do this, this may happen to them. You've got a nice business. It would be a shame for you to lose it because you didn't drop this business relationship. It's basically a shakedown. And so much for free speech, right? Right, Andrew? But, you doing this, Andrew, is not going to make it easy for you to run for president. Nope. And you're going to have Trump stepping in very shortly. So at the very least, you're just going to get stopped. And for gun companies, we got to find places for you guys to go that have nothing to do with these guys. It may not be the easiest move, and it may not be the easiest road to hoe, but we got to get away from them because I'm tired of them holding this stuff over your head like a sword of Damocles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you wear a are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Turn that up to my show. Shall we not? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. There is nothing that can compare to a Boyd's gunstock. Nothing. Well, at least among gunstocks anyway. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right, back to California again. I know you guys love it there. I love it there myself. Now California school employees can now ask judges to temporarily take guns from potentially dangerous people under a bill headed to Governor Jerry Brown. I don't honestly know how a California school employee is going to know if you're a dangerous person or not. The state Senate passed Assembly Bill 2888 Tuesday. And this is part of the gun violence restraining order that already lets immediate family members and law enforcement officials request gun violence restraining orders against people who show warning signs of violence, the Minority Report. Now this extends that ability to more people, including school employees and co-workers. Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting of San Francisco introduced it in the wake of a February mass shooting at a Florida high school. Now, prior to February's mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High, teachers and administrators expressed increasing concern about the gunman's behavior at school, said AB 288 author Phil Ting. We need to give California schools more tools to prevent another campus tragedy. Well, see, the difference, Phil, is that in California, You haven't had that happen yet. And what you're talking about is dealing with somebody that might be an issue. Nicholas Cruz was an issue, had been an issue. Brown, Jerry Brown, vetoed a similar bill last year, saying it was too soon to expand the existing law. This is a 21-day restraining order and is extendable up to a year. Requires gun owners to surrender their weapons and ammunition to police. You know. Now, sometimes you'll hear a poll where an anti-gunner will claim that X percentage of NRA members support Y law that the anti-gun zealots are pushing for in a given time. They claim it's proof that the NRA is out of touch with its membership and that lawmakers should dismiss the group's arguments out of hand. After all, their members want this new law. The polls say so. Until you actually go and talk to NRA members. Then if you actually go and talk to them, I mean, it's a small group, comparatively speaking, but you find it, it's very difficult to find somebody that these mythical gun control supporting members have spoken to that support their agenda. Maybe they're located somewhere else or something, but they're not around where I'm at. I ask some people, you know, I'll ask people and that are NRA members because you can find them. They're proud people. And I find out, hey, look, are you for this? Are you for that? What policies are you for and everything? And to the person, they report their opposition to all of these proposals. When I find some support for these ideas, it's nowhere near the percentage reported by the polls. So having spoken with people from various parts of the country, that holds true in many other places, including the leftist bastions like California and New York. So the problem is, what's the problem? Well, in America's First Freedom, they mention exactly what is up with all of that, with headlines like most gun owners support stricter laws, even NRA members. And do gun owners want gun control? Yes, some say, post Parkland. Well, there was this article that came out. And here's the thing. NRA does not have a membership list, and they don't make any membership lists accessible to these pollsters. To safeguard the privacy, the list isn't distributed, and anyone claiming to have access to it is a liar. So, in other words, they're relying on respondents to tell them whether they're NRA members or gun owners. And they have no way of confirming whether the responses are honest. And, in fact, these questions lend themselves to false answers. Now, I don't have an issue with a stranger coming up, hey, do you own a gun? Yeah, you want to see it? You want to see it? I don't have that problem. But most gun owners are not going to tell a stranger. And they may be showing up there saying, hello, are you Bill Frady of this address and everything else? That already spooks me to begin with. So if they get out there and say, and are you a member of the NRA and do you have guns? Like this one, chick. Now, the NRA commissioned a poll and contacted 1,000 current NRA members to serve as a representative sample of the membership. And what they found is that around 90% oppose pretty much everything the anti-gunners are trying to push now. And so why is there a discrepancy? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but part of it is probably the fact that anti-gunners believe that the ends justify the means, so they have no problem lying about their affiliation with the NRA to skew the poll. These are the same people that were telling you not too long ago that Hillary Clinton was definitely going to win. First woman's president was going to be coronated very shortly. Yeah. These are the same people who value human life to such a degree that they are hoping that children are killed just to change one person's mind. So do you think somebody like that would think twice about lying to a pollster? Another may be an oddly worded question. If you phrase a question in one way, it can elicit a different answer than if it were worded another way. And it's why pollsters routinely spend a lot of time discussing the wording of their polls. How a question is phrased matters. And where an organization conducts the poll matters. Now, gun owners in New York, gun owners in California, just to give you an idea. Jerry Tsai, he was the publisher of Recoil magazine, and but he was a California gun guy. And he made a statement that it is perfectly okay for guns not to be intended for the civilian market. And as a California gun guy, that he was a staunch Second Amendment supporter. For the rest of the country, no way. And overnight, Recoil lost nearly, 80% of their advertising. People were pulling it left, right, and center. I was getting emails from all over the place. I mean, big time partners at the time. So looking at a California gun owner or a New York gun owner, I've got a little experience with some of them, and they don't see things the way we see them. So they may likely be willing to accept some of these policies as an incremental change. But from Texas or Alabama, they might look at that and think it's a quantum leap in gun control. So focusing your polling in the wrong area can skew the result, and which is why care needs to be taken to make sure there's representation from a variety of locales. Of course, that's never the goal of a poll. Polls are meant to change your opinion and to make you think different from the way you're thinking. Yes, this show is live. Yes, it is. Anyway. A poll is something other than an expose to let you know that, things are this way, things are that way. It's meant to change your mind. So, when you hear them coming out and saying, well, the NRA members want this. No, they don't. Polling is difficult. It is. But we know damn good and well that NRA members are not clamoring for gun control, no matter what the polls are claiming. They might have written it. To make you change your mind. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. It never mattered. So, they need to reevaluate how to do their jobs, don't they? And you just need to learn one thing. Don't listen to polls. Coming up next, the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her special mystery guest. We can't tell you her name because I don't know her name. Her name is Kate. We're going to be talking about, weaponized women. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.